In the resolution, did we just temporarily suspend it until next month, so?
No, we temporarily suspended it until further notice.
Right, right.
Okay, any other questions on the minute? Do you have a motion to approve the meeting minute?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, so we have the first motion by Rebecca Wolf and the second by Claire Cousin. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to number two, approve of accounts payable for May 2021. Did everybody have a chance to look these over?
Brian, did you want that phone back?
Yes. Any questions about this, about the accounts payable, anybody? Do I have a motion to approve that?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the accounts payable.
Okay, first motion made by Marie Bell. Do I have a second?
I'll second it. Rebecca Wolf.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number three, public comment and resolution number 514 to approve HHA's 5-year plan 2020 to 2025. Did everyone have a chance to look over that? If not, please don't feel bad. I know that, no, because people get busy. I was there, like, and I'm not scared to say, actually, no, I didn't. So please, this is serious stuff. And if we have to table anything, if anybody feels like they want a few seconds to look it over, please do so.
Is it in here?
Yes, it is.
We've looked at it before.
Yeah, we looked.
I'm just curious, Tim, is there any like major changes from last time
the first we looked at it?
It's resolution 514.
It's not.
Yeah. So at the last meeting, Rebecca Bohr asked me to make a change under the public housing goals to include what the board was proposing to do with their demolition and redevelopment. So I've included that in the 5-year plan. And basically, it was stated that the change was in 2021-2022, HHA proposed to issue an RFQ to demolish and redevelop its public housing portfolio in conjunction with a selected development partner using LIHTC, FHA multifamily loan program, and other funding sources. In the meantime, HHA will continue with general maintenance and upkeep of lift cars and coal apartments, including painting and modest upgrades.
Yeah.
So that's what I changed.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Can I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Rebecca Bohr.
Thank you.
Can I have a second?
Rebecca Bohr.
All in favor? Okay,
yeah, you got Rebecca Bohr, Rebecca Wolf, Linda.
Got it.
Hi.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to number four, the draft 2021-2022 operating budget proposal, July 2021 approval date. Everybody get a chance to look over this?
Wait, what is this?
This is the operating budget proposal.
I just put that in as a reminder.
We have to review
that and ultimately approve our budget for next month, July. So if anybody has any questions, I know Marie, everybody has the information.
Okay.
So you have any questions to field it to Marie?
I don't think it's me. Okay, great. So we're not voting on it tonight.
No, it's a reminder.
Okay, great.
Okay, number five, update on resident commissioner election.
So 6/29 is the election date.
June 29th.
We had, we sent out the notice. We have one individual from the building who is interested, who submitted a petition. Certainly, the election does allow for write-in candidates at the time of election. So, again, we do all the public notice within the building when that election occurs and the rules, and we notify anybody again who's interested, who wants to do a write-in at that time, they can do so. We collect all the votes and we tally those votes, and then we announce who the winner, who was voted in.
So we're not accepting petitions anymore, we still are.
Accepting what?
Petition.
Like, no, the petition closed.
Okay.
So at this point, if someone wants to be you know, a potential candidate, they can write in on that day, be a write-in candidate on that day. And it's happened just about every election, we usually have a write-in candidate. So it's not uncommon for that to happen.
So if you want to join us,
yes.
Oh.
Come to the good side. Moving on to number six, an update on tenant relations subcommittee.
This is it. This is the update that we gave you guys the information, and now we're going to start moving forward on creating the tenants association. So next week is development of tenant relations.
Not next week, the week after.
The week after we're going to have, so not next Wednesday, the following week, we're going to have a tenant meeting again and start actually planning what the tenant association looks like and how we're going to move forward with it, so that both entities can be on the same track when we start development, and so that your needs are being met in the meantime while the board is paying attention to the development stuff. But there will be a notice that goes out with the meeting dates and times and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that update, Claire. Okay, so we are moving on to the survey data, HCHC, that they performed for us. And I know we had quite a bit of people here now that had did that survey. Rebecca Wolf was nice enough to actually break down what people wanted, such as community spaces, commercial spaces, townhouses.
Well, what I actually pay attention especially to the write-in thing, the like things that were not on the multiple choice kind of responses, but where people had actually written in something specific that they wanted. I just tabulated those.
Yes.
So that's what that is.
Yes. So we'll be taking the survey and actually incorporating that into our RFQ, so the developer knows your responses as well to that, for what you guys want and need and all that good stuff. And next we're moving on to tenant outreach, which as you can see, we're doing as much as we can. We started today at 5 o'clock, letting you guys know everything that's going on. We will be continuing that on in the next two Wednesdays, and we won't stop. It will always be a tenant outreach. You guys will always know what's going on and what we're doing. Moving on to number seven, Resolution 515, approved cold developer RFQ document. I think this is perfect timing. I really do. So as you guys know, what we talked about earlier today at 5 o'clock, we wanted you guys to be the first people to know exactly what we have decided as the board to do, which as you know now is a whole new reconstruction of HHI property and expanding. So we will be taking Bliss Towers down in Columbia Apartments and starting new and fresh and beautiful. At this time, we are currently going to be voting on our RFQ draft, which will go public. When we vote on it tonight, it goes public. When does it go public?
It'll go public after we have to go through a review. For whatever the board decides, which we probably should do tonight, make a date of when we'll have a public review and hearing on the RFQ. And then once we go through that process, then we'll publicly issue it and disperse it through a public legal notice and send it out to the developers.
Did we decide on 45 days, or is that something we can decide on tonight as well?
Because we didn't really know how many days it had to go out into the public.
When I was talking to Claire and Rebecca last week, there isn't any statutory requirement as far as the number of days. Okay. It's really up to the board to decide how long they want the public comment to be. Certainly, you could just do schedule a public hearing one day and advertise it, solicit, get the public hearing, and then issue.
35, he said. So today's the ninth.
So if it's 30 days, that's July 2nd. Mm-hmm. Can I do that math? No, I did that wrong. Sorry. It's the July 9th would be 30 days.
Okay.
But we also want to give all of the interested agencies, right, enough time to, like, go over the document. And so do we want to kind of set a timeline for, like, you know, when we're going to put the RFQ out to all the interested agencies, make sure we have a copy in this room, you know,
library.
Have a copy in the library, you
website.
Know, but... on the website,
on the desktop here.
Yeah,
on the desktop. Yeah, so all these places, and then once we have all that stuff out, to give at least, you know, a certain amount of time to everyone to go over it. Does that feel right?
Yeah.
So
I'm thinking at the next development workshop meeting, that group should come up with a list of agencies, interested agencies, they would like this document sent to. And then we can email them that document, and then we'll have that list, and they can respond with their comments or what have you, and then introduce the public hearing and go through that process, right?
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to say, I know the Conservation Advisory Council is very keen to get it soon, so if that's okay.
Yeah, and so is Joe Shaika.
Yeah, so once we vote on this tonight, I would like, I mean, it'll be a draft, and we're not going to change it.
Right.
So I'd like to get it to those who are keen as soon as possible.
Okay.
So we'll say, we'll get it to the people that we already know want it by, like, even Friday?
Like Friday.
Is that okay? Are we okay with that? Would you be able to do that?
As long as you give me the email, I can send
you the email.
Yeah. Send me whatever, and we can. Or you have the email, or you have the document. You can email it.
That's true. I'll just forward it right to the CAC and
whatever you want.
Conservation Advisory Council
and we'll just make a running list, and then at the next development meeting. Then we'll be figuring out the mechanics of, and I mean, if we already had that list, right? We want to do it before.
I mean, we could say at the next development meeting, it's 30 days from that point of comment, or we could say it's starting Monday. We should have actually probably sorted this out before.
That's okay. That is.
I mean.
So if we go back from, like, our monthly meeting in July, right, is on the 14th, and that's when we want to be approving this document, does that make sense to go from there instead? So, like, we want everything to be done July 14th. The document is done, right?
Okay.
So then is that our understanding?
Yeah.
So when you say done, so that means the public hearing will be completed?
Yes.
And you're going to have a single meeting of that. So when would this public hearing be? If you're going to if you want it done by the 14th, you're probably going to need a public hearing prior to that, right?
So either July 7th.
That's the 7th. Okay. That's a Wednesday. That's a normal day. So we would issue in the paper. We would notice that as a public hearing of the RFQ.
And that gives us enough time to get it in for the deadline.
Yes.
More than enough time.
Yep.
So, HHA capitals, and then meet lowercase and exclamation point.
Everyone watch their hands raised.
Oh,
thank you.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, are we doing two tenant relations meetings between now and the July meeting then?
So, no, there's so next week there's no meeting.
No meeting.
The following week there's the tenant relations.
Okay.
Okay, so, and we'll also do a release of all of these dates for everyone, so everyone knows exactly which meetings are when.
Absolutely.
The press, the community, residents, everyone, right? So we can do that. We'll have a flyer. We can put a flyer out.
Oh, absolutely.
Well. Yeah. Oh, okay, so next week is a development committee meeting.
No, not next week.
June 16th.
There's no meeting next week.
Oh, okay. No meeting next week.
And June 16th is the tenants.
No, June 16th, no meeting.
next week.
Sorry. June 23rd is tenant relations.
Two weeks later is the
7th,
which is our public hearing.
No, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 7th. Okay, so then July 7th is the public hearing.
May I ask that you all make sure that the residents from the low-rise receive the notification?
Yeah. Oh, they do.
Yeah, yeah.
They do.
We can make
every
sure.
single last one.
What's the time on July 7th? What time do you want to do that? 5 or 6?
6.
6 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah. Yay. And then the 30th?
Wait, hold on. The regular monthly meeting is the...
The 14th.
14th. That's when we're going to approve the RFQ. Sorry, I just want to make sure.
Also, just to say, like, we have our development timeline, and in the timeline, August meeting was the month where we were going to actually approve the RFQ. So this is just moving us faster in this timeline. And if it ends up being August, we're still well within the timeline we set out.
Yeah.
Just to say to everyone now.
Yeah. We can add some. Yeah. So July 14th, we approve the RFP.
Yeah, so July 14th. And then at that point, we're going to release it right the following day.
Yeah.
And then typically, you know, when you issue an RFQ or even an RFP, it's usually like a 30-day turnaround. So 30 days from that time, we'll give the developers that time frame to submit the responses.
Mm-hmm.
Issue it the following day, which would be the 15th, Rebecca.
Yeah.
And then 30 days from that date, whatever that is, we would have the deadline date to submit responses.
Okay,
so the 15th is a Sunday, so Thursday.
Thursday.
Sorry, that's a Thursday.
Wow, so then we would, under this timeline that we're putting out now, right, we would actually have responses from developers at the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's when we start getting into the decision period of who we're actually choosing to be the developer.
Because that could be a fairly lengthy process depending on how many proposals you get or responses.
Yeah.
You know, it could take a month to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know.
So that's good then that we're doing it a little earlier.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay.
I just wouldn't want to
make sure that we distribute the RFQs like on the little
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Sorry, what's the question?
So
how do we make sure that the RFQ gets out to like the broadest possible community of developers and especially if there are like specific developers that we want, or like ones that, I mean, I read an article about some really cool affordable housing developers, and like, how do I, like, can we actually just like reach out to specific ones, or what's
the... Yeah, I think it's really gonna, we're gonna have to do our due diligence, right, and making sure we canvass a large enough audience as possible, and certainly you do that in a number of ways, right? The first, you put it on your website, right? You may want to put it on the city's website. You're going to want to advertise it in the local and the regional papers. Certainly, Darren Scott from the state usually has a list of preferred developers or any developers you may know of.
What about like are there national websites and you know, listservs and things? I mean, just because like it's a pretty groovy project.
Yeah, there's the New York State Public Housing Directors Association, which is called NYSPADA. They're a statewide agency, and you're allowed to post your request for proposals or request for qualifications on that platform as well. So. Again, it's really just, you know, trying to capture every area.
Yeah. So under this kind of timeline we're setting out, June 16th, we have no meeting. June 23rd is the tenant relations. June 30th, we haven't decided, but that's the development meeting, right? And so at that development meeting, we can then make these decisions. Does that make sense? Like, we can then start talking about, okay, we have this document. How are we getting it out to as many people as possible?
Yeah.
The 30th of June.
Of June.
Rebecca, what's the August date?
For the
deadline date for the RFQ.
I didn't do that.
Oh, you didn't do it yet. Okay.
So
if we put out the 15th, mm-hmm. So 30 days from that point.
I'm doing
this.
Okay.
Right now. Oh, that's okay. I can do it. I didn't know if you were doing it.
Can I ask another question? Never mind.
That'll be August 14th.
August 14th, thank you.
I thought I was before 14th.
You said
it. You just knew it. What is it?
I know, right?
Okay.
I think that we should pass out a development calendar. Mm-hmm. To the tenants to keep so that they remember important meetings.
Mm-hmm. Do you want your number that one I made with the doc? Do you want? I can print those out.
For
we can
sure.
have them up here. Just so people can see it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Well, we'll figure out all the papers.
So these dates are going to have to be revised in the document. I just put some dates in there randomly. So, but I'll change those. But in that RFQ, it did. Mentioned that we would also be offering, and it's up to the board. I can either leave it in or take it out, but usually about midway through the 30-day period, we would do a we would allow like a pre-submittal meeting.
Cool.
So the developers have the opportunity to do either a Zoom or in person, and they can ask whatever questions they need to ask of the board and likewise.
So like August 4th or...
Yeah, right, exactly, about halfway through.
Yeah.
It's up to the board. I didn't know if they wanted to do that or not.
If we release it on the 15th, then we could do that July 28th, or does that sound good? Or more time, like 2 weeks from that. So the August 4th? I think we
should give them to you.
Does that sound good?
And just decide what time that you want to have that pre-submittal meeting.
We probably want to have it earlier.
Yeah, but this is all great. We probably want to have it at 3.
3 p.m.?
3 p.m.
Yeah.
The date?
August 4th.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I thought that was... Siri talking to you.
Okay. Do you like me to go over this one more time for everyone?
Sure, run it through.
Okay. So next week we have no meeting, June 16th. June 23rd is a tenant relations meeting where Claire's leading and going to be discussing starting a nonprofit for the tenant relations to help in the development. June 30th is the development committee meeting, and we're going to be discussing how we're going to get this RFQ out to as many people as possible, as many developers as possible. Then July 7th is the public hearing, 6 p.m. This is when everyone comes and tells us, you know, where they're at, they've read the document, and what we need to do. And then we have a big week of editing for July 14th, which is our monthly meeting, much like this one, where, you know, we vote on these things. And then the document is issued on July 15th, and August 4th, we have a developer meeting at 3 p.m. And then August 14th, we will have our responses, and then we're going to start the next part of this process.
Great. Is this going to be posted? Because I'm not remembering.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so we will definitely make sure we'll post it, and then we'll hopefully have it reported on in
okay.
as many places as possible to get it out. So, okay.
Yes. Thank you. All right. So.
Are we ready to vote on this RFQ document? Can I get a motion?
I make a motion.
Claire Cousin makes the first motion. Can I get a second? I will second.
And I'll just say it's as amended.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, Linda, did you hear that?
Approve as amended?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is passed. Yeah. Okay, moving right on to number 8, update board, auditor, and check signer.
Yeah, so we had some changes, obviously. So Rebecca will step down, and she was doing the audience. She was the treasurer. So we just need to make sure that we have the right people in place to do the auditing and to sign the checks. They happen on a weekly basis, so who typically who's ever available or is accessible to be able to do that is helpful.
I'm real unreliable.
It's hard. So every week it's kind of demanding. Yeah.
Okay. I know it used to be Marie, right? You were the check signer?
Yeah, and I can't be both check auditor and signer, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, it has to be separate,
yeah,
right?
And I believe I have to be check. We don't have an auditor at the moment, or it will be me, so I can't be both.
Right, right. So
I can keep doing it. It's totally fine. No, not sign it. I just mean that all that I do for that is I just literally like receive a PDF and I just like put my thing, you know, it's a very simple process.
Well, I think
so.
You
want to continue
with the order?
Okay.
And I'm happy to do that.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you.
Do you have to make a motion?
No.
Okay. This is number 9, and I'm excited because we're getting an update from Shaheen DeJesus. Live streaming community room meeting because he's just so amazing. So let's hear it, Johnny. Let's hear what you have for us. Do you love, sir?
Yeah, so I know in multiple years.
Can't hear you.
They can't hear you, Johnny.
Come on up here.
Sorry.
I understand. Okay. So I know there was talk about, you know, the board wanted me to come in here and set up the room so that we could have good live streams for people on Zoom and anybody wanting to stay home and watch the meetings. So, you know, I'm happy to do that. And I guess my question for you is, you know, what do you need from me so that we can get this process going?
So that was my thing. I feel like that we should have our own equipment. So I wanted us to purchase our own equipment and then like you basically like set it up and like run because I'm not tech savvy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I would like for it, and you don't have to do this, even we can do this, but I would like to get like an estimate of how like how much everything would cost. Mm-hmm. And then like you just set it up and run it for us. But we have our own equipment because these meetings are going to be for the rest of the time, even when we're not here. So I feel like we should have our own equipment. Due to life, like, gonna be, you're gonna get an option forever, either Zoom or in person. So,
something is happening.
Oh,
is everything okay?
It's not bad.
It's
well, you
kind of so, yeah, that was it. So, what do you think that we should look for our own equipment, or do you think?
You know, we could really do it anyway. If you guys are interested in, I could always look it up.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I have some people, I know you got some people on the board who are tech savvy, so they can look it over and make sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's where we're going. So that's the project for you to figure out how we can get up and running and how much it costs and
all right,
so all that good stuff. And how much you charge. Yeah.
don't forget that.
Yeah. The live stream.
I think that you guys should like
guys look in the into that more the microphone checking up everything. Thank you.
You know there's water leaking in between these ceilings, so you don't want to get something that you gotta replace. So something that y'all can take to the next building or whatever.
Yeah, that's so what it mean? Probably being a camera at one part of the room, right? And then we'd also, I mean, I think our biggest issue aside from cameras is microphones.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably need two mics, you know, but figuring out feedback issues and all that stuff will be the fun tech stuff. But
yeah.
Everything will be removable.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's not like a built-in.
Yeah.
So next will be the report of resident commissioner, but unfortunately we don't have Robert here with us tonight. I guess Tim can give us a quick report.
I think Robert.
He's here.
Oh,
he's
here. Oh, great, Robert. Welcome.
So this report is going to come from the phone, so we can have it as quiet as possible so that you guys can actually hear what he's saying.
Good evening.
Can you hear us, Robert?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Everything from what I see, things are going smooth. I mean, the few complaints that has been brought to my attention, that I brought to the office attention, they haven't been dealt with. Someone stopped me in the hallway this afternoon. Someone called me. I was out of town, and someone caught me with a complaint Friday. So my thing is, I'm getting tired of people complaining and nothing's being done. You know, you guys that don't live in the building, you guys, you know, you hear what you hear in the street, passing and people stopping you. You have to be here to see, hear it, and witness it for yourself. Me personally, I see it, but I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of reporting it and nothing is being done about it. So,
I think you're referring to the stairwell.
The stairwells, they got urine in them. We shouldn't have to live like that. You guys that don't live in the building, it don't matter to you. But people that live in the building, it matters to them. There should be no urine in the stairway. There should be no urine in the elevator when people are trying to get on the elevator in the afternoon. That's not fair. You know? It seems like it's a small problem to you guys, but the people that live in there, and living in the building, it's a problem for them. People have to take that in their house.
I'm not sure what you mean when you say it seems like it's a problem for us, because I heard your stairwell, but this urine is something new. And on top of that, the urine is not new.
This has been a problem since like last year, since the staircase been wide open and people had the access to the staircase. This has been a problem. The young kids were smoking in the staircase, leaving food, pizza boxes, urinating, burning paper. And all this has been brought to these people's attention. And nothing's being done.
I'm sure some
of y'all on the board have heard this before.
The solution that we suggested was creating the key fobs that would only work for residents. So that's next on the agenda. But like, as obviously you're aware, because you're on the board, we've been trying to get ready to release this really important information. So it's not that it's not concerning to anybody. It's that there's a process. Like, we're trying to get the key fob for people.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out how much that system costs on top of what else we're doing too. So
The focus is on building new property. That's a beautiful thing. Great.
Well, I would love to see that happen. Not building new property, getting the tenants informed and getting the tenants engaged.
Okay. Well, we should deal with the here and now, and the building that's standing, we should focus on that more so than anything else. That's my opinion.
There's two comments from the public.
Only comment I wanted to make is a conversation is an exchange of thoughts and ideas. And if you cut me off before I had a chance to express an idea, then how could we properly respond to it? In addition to that, in order for you to come to any resolutions about any particular problems that may arise, you have to hear what the person is saying and digest it instead of waiting for an opportunity to jump in like double dutch so that you can express your viewpoint to kind of quell what's being said. Anybody who's going to take something objectively is going to listen to both sides and then decide for themselves rather than be influenced by someone else's opinion. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Tiffany?
Yeah. It's very important to hear what the representatives on this board has to say, from residents to outside residents on the board. But it just seems to me that all of you on this board have the responsibility and access to resources throughout the city and county. And you all are doing such wonderful work. And it seems like every time we turn around, the same issues Robert has is continuously on the table without any type of solution from his part. I don't hear him saying how he's working with the youth department or doing anything to eliminate issues for people. Could work with the young people. And I would like to see that happen. We requested, you know, even the basketball court to be back and to engage the youth in doing things like that. We noticed numerous times, you know, when you point fingers to youth without looking at the actual problem what youth are going through to resolve it, it's not going to help. And, you know, the staircase being open, it just has to be. You know, the staircase being locked for so many years was illegal and putting people in hazardous jeopardy. The staircase right now has access for the people to exit only. You're talking about people hanging out in the staircase, and I'm not condoning that, but that is something that's been going on before the staircase is actually open. People hang out in the staircase. You have people less likely hanging out in a staircase that people are exiting, because that's when people can take pictures, people can complain, and so forth.
I said, a request. I said, you mom.
I do. So I would like, you know, and if Robert, you want to work with me, I've been an alderman in this city for 8 years. I don't have a problem doing that. But I've been working with youth out here and their parents, and we like to help situations and not create situations worse. We want people to feel comfortable. Maybe children are having issues at home that they don't want to be in the house and they're hanging out in the staircase. Let's help them. Let's find out what we can do and not make their world more complicated. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany. Did you have something to
say? Amen.
Anything else you would like to add to your report, Robert?
No, but I'm definitely going to be in person at the next meeting.
We would love for you to be in person at every meeting. And we would love for you to be involved. But thank you for your report.
You're welcome.
Is there any... Rebecca.
Thing that just was brought to my attention about a letter, an eviction notice that was received by a tenant from HHA, and I have a photo of it.
We have it for the we were going to ask at the end to go into executive session and talk about that specifically.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Is there any public comment? Any questions that anybody would like to add?
I don't know if now is the right time to bring it up, but I do have a constituent in this building that brought something to my attention. And I wasn't able to email every board member because some
I think we're all having the
same thing. Internet problem, but I did text message.
We put it on for the end of the agenda. Okay. That's what she just brought up, and we're going to go into executive session.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that it is
The land, the HHA land across State Street, do you plan to Are you thinking of leaving it as it is, putting new housing there, or perhaps even selling it all?
Not selling anything. Okay. So that one can definitely be crossed off. And we honestly don't know. Though that kind of question is left up to the developer. We're not sure what we can develop on what property. They will let us know what can be provided.
All right. Okay, because there was the previous plan. They for building what was given for squashing back was something about the soil.
The developer will have to do, there'll be soil testing and like determining what possible is going to be part of the development process.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
Yes.
Someone out here said that too. Okay, Deb, go ahead.
So what is he talking about?
Oh, yeah, you on this one?
He's gonna tell him where to go. You know? He needs somewhere to go at, he needs somewhere to hang at.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing nothing in the hallway and the stairs. They didn't turn out their crap. And I go by the door all the time and make sure there's nothing going on in that door. And I told him there's going on, I'm going to tell your mother that. They said, don't do it. You know? He is right. You know, we need to do something about this. Get these kids out here, get them a job, do something. I don't want people kids on the street selling no drugs. You know? I don't want people getting shot either. You know? We need to do something about this before it be too late to do it. But I know y'all got kids. I know you want your kids to grow up, be respectful, be the right person. Now, we all got to be like mothers in here. Mothers are, we need to stand up and do what we got to do for our kids' sake. That we need to do. Forget about what's out in the dog on the street. Worry about your kids. The kids are important to you, not the street. Your kids come first. In your life, you got to teach them what they need to learn without the street. Because I taught mine, and I got some of my family got killed put in the streets. You know? Yeah. Now, as a parent, I'm thinking about this, okay? We need to stand up for our kids' sake. And not for us, for them. Let them know how much we love, how much we care for, how much they mean to us in God's house. That's how God wants us to be with our kids. That's how we're going to be with our kids. If y'all don't like it, go to God and tell God their problem. But the kids out here need to settle down now. And I don't care what nobody got to say. I'm sitting with the kids. And all I got to see in the street, I'm going to talk to them. Like they're my own.
What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. We can't hear you.
Sorry about that, everyone. Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay, great.
For myself, and I'm not speaking for the community, okay? Because I didn't critique anyone else's opinion, because that's all we have is opinion, unless we know things for a fact. So I'm going to leave that there. Thank you for letting me share that.
I agree with that.
Like everyone else's opinion.
I agree with you.
Unless you have solutions.
I think that that's a good place to start. And I think that us making parents aware that we care about what happens when they can't be there, you know what I mean? Like, just letting them know that as a board, we're also invested in making sure that this feels like a community space. Like, if there's an issue, that there's some sort of way that it can be resolved instead of just punitive. You know what I mean? Like, that's a worry for a parent also, and a tenant. Like, if you out here doing this, I'm at risk of being evicted. Like, well, there's a process. There's people you can talk to. Like, we're not here to get you in trouble if your kid is not doing something right. You know what I mean? And that's been the narrative recently. And, like, to ease those tensions and, like, change what the narrative has been around that, it's like, if the kid had more to do on top of parent engagement, it could be something completely different, and it might not. But until we try it, we have no idea.
Yeah.
So as a board, I think that that's where there hasn't been any engagement before when it comes to, like, is there something that you need for your kid? Like, there's no involvement when it comes to families at this point, and that's new. And that's why I want as many people to show up to the tenant relations committee meetings as possible, because it can be whatever it needs to be. But like he said, I don't live here. I live in the terrace. But that's what we do. Like, we plan things so that kids can be engaged. And we lean on each other when kids aren't engaged. Like, that's a neighborly thing that we do. And I know that there's a lot of people here that do that, but out of their own pocket. And that's a stressor. It doesn't have to be like that. We can lean on each other in that way and lean back on the board in a way that hasn't been done before. So,
yeah. This is beautiful. So, how do we go into executive session where we, like, have to go into your office?
No, we can stay here. We just ask everybody to leave. We can end the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Okay, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Go into executive session.
All right. Motion to go into executive session. Sorry.
I'm sorry. No, sorry.
Thank you guys for coming. It was a really great meeting.
Thank you. See you in a couple weeks.
Yes.
I hope to see you in a couple weeks. Okay.